Are you on the hunt for a new job? I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Monday, May 18th, 2026, and we just heard Kiki with 404 New Era. Now, if you're looking for a high-paying and fun job in the capital of the world, look no further. The real dream job in New York City apparently pays $1,000 an hour. Goodbye, y'all. I'm quitting my job right now. I'm going there right now to do something quite simple, at least on paper. Pet food company Spot and Tango has posted two gloriously absurd contract jobs. Dog breath sniffer and dog kisser. Yes, those are real positions, and I do want to do those jobs. I love my dogs. I do it all the time. I smell their breath. I kiss them every morning. Now, the first role is basically a sommelier, but for doggy bad breath. Job requirements include a keen sense of smell that can detect even the faintest hint of funk, and emotional preparedness to lean into a golden retriever's face and take detailed notes about their breath. Responsibilities reportedly include close-up breath inspections, documenting scent quality, and collaborating with canine-focused groups, which sounds suspiciously like being surrounded by very enthusiastic Labradors. Fun! What about dog kisser? Now, the company says they're looking for the type of person who always ends up with a dog on their lap. Candidates will apparently rate and document dog kisses with professional rigor and personal enthusiasm, which may be the first time dog kisses and professional rigor might have ever appeared together in a job description. Both positions come as the company is preparing to launch a breath-freshening dental chew product for dogs. I guess somewhere out there, during all those product meetings, someone said, you know what consumers trust? A highly trained dog breath sniffer and a dog smoocher. So, with that said, let's check out a song by NMIX with Kiss. Would you like a coffee or tea? That is right time for you to take a break from whatever you're doing. Grab your beverage of choice. Make a coffee or tea. Make it iced. We don't care. We just want you to enjoy it and get ready for all the info that we have in store for you today. Now, speaking of pets, most pet owners would agree pets are family. And yes, they are. If you disagree, get out. Now, Italy is implementing a new regulation that pet owners are probably thinking, finally! Now, the country has given employees the right to paid leave to care for their sick pets, legally recognizing pets as important family members. The move follows a landmark legal shift that recognizes animals as more than just property, with a major court ruling classifying pet emergencies as serious personal or family reasons under Italian labor law. So, workers can provide documentation from a veterinarian confirming their animal requires urgent care and they will qualify for paid leave. And Italy isn't treating this as just emotional support for pet lovers. Under Article 727 of the Italian Penal Code, abandoning an animal in a state of severe suffering can actually carry criminal consequences. In other words, the law basically says if you're legally obligated to care for your pet, employers should legally give you the time to do it. Animal rights groups are strongly backing the decision, arguing that no one should have to choose between keeping their job and helping a suffering pet. And we may see this trend being carried over to other countries in the future as well. Around the world, pets are increasingly being treated less like animals and more like furry roommates with emotional authority over the household. In many homes, they already have better healthcare, birthday parties, and more social media followers and followings than actual humans. I agree with all this. So yes, in Italy, family emergency may now officially include a dachshund named Bruno refusing to eat. Yeah, that sounds great to me. And with that said, we have two great songs. First up, we have Aespa featuring G-Dragon with WDA, Whole Different Animal, and Meow with Meow. What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-Pop. Every Monday we choose a K-Pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. And we're going to go over it with our writer, Karen. And just to let you know, today this is not Brian or Karen. This is AI.
What?
And we want you to know and to see if you can tell us apart from AI and real Brian and Karen.
Do I have to speak like AI?
Real AI doesn't sound like that. That's old school AI. And I'm just joking. This is really us. But we were just talking about that before we went on because we feel like AI is just taking over everything. And
it is.
It's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to be jobless in maybe, I don't know, maybe soon.
I'm going to have to sell my house if that happens.
But you just built your house.
But if we're jobless, no income, I can't pay the mortgage. Or,
yeah. Actually, I'm thinking the same thing. I might have to sell my house, too. And I just moved in.
It's a sad reality.
It's a sad reality. And honestly, like, you know, because I went to school for translation and interpretation.
Mm-hmm.
And that market, it's dying very, very quickly. Because basically, AI is able to translate better than most people.
And I remember, I think it was like the end of last year, my friend opened up his little AI app and asked, he's like, oh, what's going to be the fall of mankind? Mm. And he was like, oh, mankind aren't going to like be gone for a while, but the fall of mankind as in like work will be us, is what it said. Yeah. It's like we will be taking over.
Did it say
over.
When?
Soon. It just said soon.
Well,
it'll
yeah.
It'll be sooner than later.
Sooner for most yeah. industries or some industries,
the fall
I guess.
Of mankind will be because of AI. It's
a, yeah.
It's going to take over.
I think it's happening a lot faster than I expected.
I think it's happening a lot faster than anyone expected.
Anyone expected. Yeah. So I don't know. So I don't know what to teach my kids. Like,
well, I don't know what you're going to teach your kids, but I want to say this to all the really smart people who made all these computers and robots. I said, Check him jaw!
Yeah!
You knew this was going to happen!
Maybe they didn't. I'm not sure.
I think they did.
They did?
I think they're so smart they did because they're like, you know what? We have money already. We don't care about the people poorer than us.
Mm.
You know?
They have to check him jaw because I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. And I don't know what my kids are going to do. Like, what are they going to do?
That's the scary part. I think that's another reason psychologically I don't want kids is because I'm worried about the future. Whereas, like, if I have kids now and with AI,
what are they going to do?
Like, daddy, I heard I can't find a job because this job, they changed everything to kiosks.
Yeah.
Daddy, I can't get a job because they're not hiring because I have rope. I'm like,
crud, that's,
I can't do nothing for these kids.
That's how we grew up. You know, we grew up to think that, you know, we need to work to support ourselves.
Exactly.
And also, like, you know, find a little bit of joy in what we do. That's ingrained in us. And now it's kind of like, I still find joy in what I do and I like my job. But what if it doesn't help sustain, like, my lifestyle or my family anymore. Like, what am I going to do? Yeah.
Like, even the little things, think about it. Like, back in the day, we would actually go around mowing lawns. Like, even my house chores.
Mm-hmm.
I have robot vacuums around the house. I have a robot
vacuum. You have three.
Cutting my grass in the backyard.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, you see updates on the news where you see humanoid-looking robots walking around.
They dance.
Working at bellboys and front desks at hotels now.
Mm-hmm. But don't you think, like, there's going to be a point where people are going to start thinking, I don't want these robots talking to me anymore.
I feel like the day we realize that, it's going to be too late where the robot's going
to
be like, hey, I'm going to turn you off, and the robot grabs you. Just like in the Terminator 2 movies. And like, sir, what do you think you're doing? Like, oh, I need to turn you off. I need to charge you because I'm fully charged. And the moment you touch me, danger will come upon you. You know, that's going to happen one day.
It could, yeah. It could. Because infiltrated our lives, our system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, think about it. Well, I guess we could turn electricity off.
But we can't
live without electricity. That's the thing.
We have to go back to the old
to the Stone Age.
Yeah, we need to... make fire ourselves.
We need to like throw rocks together to make fire. Owls. Oh my goodness.
We need owls to send letters to each other.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Smart people, 책임져, which is our word from last week.
That's right. They need to be responsible. Yeah. And I do feel like they should have thought about this. Yeah. They should have thought about this before like going ahead and
you know, they didn't care. They just wanted to
make money.
They wanted to make it seem like, oh, we're smart.
Yeah, and it's helpful because it's going to make your lives more convenient.
And it did
for
a while.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm.
Now, we talked about AI too much that we need to get into today's word. Today's word comes from what song?
Today's word is from Seventeen and Ailee's collaboration.
Oh.
The song's called Q&A. I didn't know they had a collaborative song.
Me neither.
Yeah, it's called Q&A.
Okay.
And in our skit, I'm a bit distracted.
You probably are with all the AI in the world.
I know.
So let's get our acting started. So anyway, my manager called me into the office this morning and I thought I was in trouble. But actually, he wanted to lead me into this new project and...
Oh, wow. Oh, that's crazy.
You're not listening, are you?
Oh, I am. Completely listening.
Really? What did I say?
Something about trouble at the office? What did you do wrong?
I wasn't in trouble. 완전 듣는 둥, 많은 둥, listen!
I am. I'm focused now. Continue.
Okay, okay. So then my manager says I need to pitch it in front of everyone next week.
Mm-hmm. Pitch what?
The new project.
Yeah.
Next week. I only have a week and I got so nervous I almost dropped my coffee.
Yeah, that's why you should always hold it with two hands.
What?
The cup?
That's not what I was talking about.
Well, you said you almost dropped the cup.
OMG, that wasn't the point. 또 드는 둥 많은 둥.
No, I'm totally paying attention. Your cup, why were you holding it while talking to your manager?
아니. Anyways, after the meeting, my coworker tried to comfort me and...
Who?
Yeah! 듣는 둥 많은 둥 하지 말고 listen!
Oh my gosh, look at that dog outside! Oh, it's wearing shoes!
Yeah!
Oh, tiny little shoes!
I'm telling you something important!
I can multitask!
Oh no, you can't. You're 듣는 둥 많은 둥 하고 있잖아!
Okay, test me.
What am I doing next week?
Giving a dog shoe presentation?
Unbelievable! All right, it is 17 and Ailee with Q&A.
Yeah, I think I have heard this song before.
I've never heard this song. And I can't believe this song is already 11 years old.
Yeah, it's from 2015. I feel like 2015 is just a couple years ago. But
seriously.
It's over 10 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
So it was from their project album, S. Coops, Uzi and Vernon's single project album with Ailee. And they're basically using these questions and answers to express the subtle everyday emotions that are shared between a man and a woman.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So let's take a look at today's expression of the week then.
Yep. 듣는 둥 많은 둥.
Okay.
듣는 둥 많은 둥.
Which means
someone's like barely listening. So in the lyrics, they say 서로 매번 듣는 둥 많은 둥, and this is talking about the guy and the girl, and they're saying they're doing this to each other. They say something, and the other person kind of listens but barely, and then the other person says something, and then the other person's kind of listening but barely. So and then they say 말을 돌려대, which means that they're kind of changing their words or they're beating around the bush. So I guess each person is just saying what they want, and then they're not listening to what the other person is really trying to say, which can happen, I guess, when you're in a relationship. And that's how you get into fights.
And also, it's like, I feel like sometimes when you're having a conversation with somebody, some people are just really bad listeners. It's not because they don't want to listen. You're kind of like... Are you listening? Yeah. but you're just not catching what they really want to get across.
Yeah. I've noticed sometimes it's because they have trouble reading between the lines. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think it's because they have ADHD.
That could be the true answer right there.
Yeah. So they're thinking, they're too busy thinking about what they want to say or what they're trying or what they have in mind that what the other person is saying just kind of goes out the other. Comes one ear and then goes out the other ear.
So would that really count as 듣는 둥 마는 둥 in that situation?
Yeah, totally. 듣는 둥 마는 둥. So barely listening.
What if you're not really attentive? You just can't really hold the conversation then?
That's also, you could just, you could totally use the expression in that case as well. When someone is just not paying attention to you.
What if they want to? They just don't know how to. Because that could be a medical thing too. Like, I'm trying to listen, but what? Like, that's not their fault, I feel
like. That's not their fault, yeah. But the action itself can be, you can still use the expression, 듣는 둥 마는 둥. But you're right, it's kind of used in a negative way when someone's a horrible listener, when someone's not really paying attention to you, or if what you said didn't really register to them, you could say, 듣는 둥 마는 둥, 하지 마! Don't do it. Yeah, listen carefully. Pay attention.
Is your husband like that? To you?
I feel like
sometimes
when he's listening, he does pay attention, but he forgets later.
So would that be considered 듣는 둥 마는 둥?
That's hard to say. Because when I'm actually saying it, I feel like he is paying attention, but then he has a very short-term memory problem. He just can't remember details.
What is that called? Is that just called, 진짜 잘 까먹네? That's
just
forgetting.
Yeah, it's just bad
that's
memory.
That's being forgetful.
But it could also be 듣는 둥 마는 둥. Maybe he just pretends he's listening. I don't know.
So he just like stares at you like...
I feel like he has understood what I'm saying. Or like, I feel like he is paying attention. But then when I talk about something later, he acts like I'm speaking another language. Like, he acts like he's never heard of it before.
I know that feeling because I've always had situations where I'll have a conversation with a friend and I'm like, please remember what I said today, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
2 weeks later, I'm like, remember
it's
that
gone.
Time where da, 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 and they're like, you never said that. I'm like,
yeah, it's completely
gone. Oh my
gone.
Gosh, you weren't listening, were you?
Yeah.
He's like, you never said that. How are you going to bring it up now? Da, da, da. And you always say you always said it, but you never do. I'm like, this is why I can't have you as a friend. I always say this,
it's
and you say that I never say it.
Yeah, and then they get angry at you.
Exactly.
And they're like, you never said that. But
you know what I did one time?
You recorded it?
Recorded. You have to sometimes with certain friends.
Yeah.
And they get mad. Like, you recorded our conversation? I'm like, not because I'm trying to record you. I'm recording to prove that I said it.
Because
you would say I don't say it.
No, sometimes like you, after when they do that to you, you feel like you're going crazy.
Because like,
you remember saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, am I going senile? I remember spitting those exact words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
And you're saying I didn't say it. Now I feel like...
And they act like they're so confident.
Like, they're right.
Yeah.
I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
You're right then.
Yeah. So that's why sometimes I like just, using text messages because you have proof.
Proof it's there.
Yeah.
That is right. I've had that too. I was like, look. It's there.
See, we talked about
it. Now you can go in the search window, write that one word, and it pops up in the past.
Yeah, we talked about that date, or we talked about this issue.
Exactly. And then you become the person who goes, 그리고 따져?
Yeah.
Well, you brought it up because you say I didn't say it.
Right?
Exactly.
But I just want, I just want to know that we had this
conversation.
We talked about it. And why are you acting like we never had this conversation?
Exactly.
Yeah. And don't get mad at me for, just calling you out on, saying that, because I certainly remember talking to you about this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, how do we use it in our skit today?
In our skit. So I was being a really bad friend. I wasn't paying attention at all. And I kept saying weird stuff when you were talking about this very nervous meeting you had with
your boss. We basically had ADHD.
Yeah. I think we all do to some extent.
Some of us do.
Yeah. I think everyone in my family does. I think we all do.
I think you haven't, you choose to have it sometimes. You're kind of like, I'm not interested in this conversation right now, so I'm going to think about butterflies.
Yeah, tune out a little bit. Yeah, sometimes I do, because the kids, sometimes they talk about stuff that's not really interesting. But you have to pretend
like
you're...
Give me an example. What's something that the kids will bring up and you're kind of like, I'm bored.
Oh, it's just, I can't think of an example, but it happens
like
all
a kid's cartoon
the
or something?
Time.
Or
it
kids...
happens all the time.
Like, oh, Ma, I want to, this is new movie with cartoons and
well,
rhinestones.
Most of
and...
the stuff that they're interested in, it's kind of like, I've already been there, done that, you know, so it's not.
I did that with my nephew one time.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah, he comes over my house. He goes, 삼촌, 저 어제 학교 갔는데요. 애들이 축구공을, 줄이세 축구. I was like,
tuna.
What am I going to have for dinner tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you still have to act like you're interested.
Yeah,
like,
oh, 그래.
You have to respond.
Yeah, I'm like, 그랬어. Because yeah. He hasn't seen me for like months. I'm like, oh, 그래. Mm.
But when they're young, they don't catch on. But yeah. When they're a little older, they start catching on when you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So you have to really pay attention.
No, he caught me because he goes, and then he asked me a question. And I still went, oh, 그래. He goes, 삼촌, 어떻게 생각해? I'm like, oh, 그래. And then my cousin goes, 오빠 안 듣고 있잖아. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, he asked me a question?
Yeah. Yeah, so you have to pay attention.
Mm. Yes, you do.
Yep, yep. So 듣는 둥, 마는 둥. 듣는 둥 is kind of like as if you're listening, and then 마는 둥 is as if you're not. So you're listening and you're not at the same time. So that's how, you know, you say that when someone's listening absentmindedly or they're not really paying attention to you. And the funny thing is Koreans like to use this expression in different cases. So if someone is 먹는 둥, 마는 둥, that means they're picking at their food. They're acting like they're eating, but not really eating at the same time. So when someone's kind of picking at their food and not really enjoying their food, you could say, oh, 왜 이렇게 먹는 둥 마는 둥해? Why are you eating like that? Are you not hungry?
I've never heard of that before.
Mm-hmm. Or 자는 둥 마는 둥. That's when someone is not sleeping. Like when they're, you know, like kind of not being able to fall asleep. Oh, 나 어제 자는 둥 마는 둥 했어. I couldn't fall asleep. I didn't. Yeah, I wasn't able to sleep well. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's so many ways you can use the 많은 둥. Okay.
Something 둥 많은 둥. Yeah.
Something 둥 많은 둥. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that is our What the K-Pop Word of the Day today. 듣는 둥 많은 둥. As if you're
듣는
listening,
듣는
as
yeah.
if you're not listening.
Yeah.
You basically half listening, half not. So when you're actually trying to have a conversation with somebody, you don't know what they're talking about. And we've all been there.
Yeah. And yeah. And the key to, I think, you know, maintaining a good relationship is to be a good listener.
Be a good listener.
Yeah.
And so to be a good listener, sometimes you have to realize you need to be friends with the people who have similar interests as you do. Don't try to be friends with everybody.
Yeah.
That's impossible. We're only human.
That is true.
Yes. Mm. And with that said, we're going to check out the full song of 17 and Ailee. Q&A, where we got our What the K-Pop Word of the Day today.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
All right, that was 17 and Ailee with Q&A. Now let's get a preview of what's to come on KPC this week. Tomorrow we have, in case you missed it, where you can get all the latest K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in those requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where you hear your answers to a weekly question, which is posted on our gram at KBS K-Pop. And on Fridays, we have Just Go with Nayel, where you can drop your guidebooks and just follow along as you travel all across Korea. We also have our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where you can chit-chat about everything and anything that's going on right now around the world. And of course, you guys can send in your requests, your answers to our Y2C, comments, and suggestions through various ways. There's always our gram at KBS K-Pop, the KBS World English Service page on the Book of Faces, as well as our message board at world.kbs.co.kr. And now, time for a song break. We got Seunghan and Seoul with Glow. All right, we just heard Seunghan and Seoul with Glow. And how to listen to our show? We got apps, KBS World Radio, KBS World Radio on Air, and KBS Kong. We're in podcasts as well. Search K-Pop Connection on Google Podcasts or major podcast apps. We've got KBS World Radio website, shortwave radio, and YouTube Live. You got to search and subscribe to KBS World English. And while you're there, you can check to see if you've won or not by looking up our KPC playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Screw your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in the list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always posted on the Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And now, time for more music. First up, 82 Major with Sign, and then Close Your Eyes with Pose. All right, guys, that is all the time that we have for y'all today. And taking us out, we have a great song by 101 called We Wanna Go. Our producer is Chae Young Guan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm DJ Brian Ju, and this has been K-Pop Connection. And you may disconnect now.